From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Next month, Juneau's downtown camping ban goes into effect. Supporters of the ban said it would only be one part of the community's homeless strategy. AELNP is offering about an acre below former AJ Mill off Gastineau Avenue downtown to the city as a winter campground. Utilities' Alec Mesdag explains.
If we had this time of year a campground that we could direct people to, I think that that would make it easier for us to say, well, you can't camp here, but you can go over to this other managed campground.
The city already runs a summertime campground on AELNP land off of Thane Road. It's used as a cheap housing alternative, but it's also in an avalanche zone, so the city closes down in the winter. City Manager Rory Watt plans to ask the Juneau Assembly to weigh in on the city's homeless strategy at a March 20th committee meeting.
There'll certainly be a cost to it, and there'll certainly be some philosophical decisions that have to be made in order to do that. We've got other issues as well in terms of zoning and, you know, where you could legally put a campground and, you know, kind of some other mechanical issues. But I think the big question for the Assembly is, what is the city's role?
Homeless advocates say just doing nothing isn't an option. On a recent morning, 57-year-old Wolf Johnson was gathering up his bedding on South Franklin Street.
They say April 15th is coming around. Well, we all, as homeless, we look after each other. These business people, more worried about their property. Me? I'm homeless. And all I worry about is where I'm going to sleep.
There have also been talks between the city and the Salvation Army over operating a warming station when temperatures dip dangerously low. That will also be up to the Juneau Assembly to consider later this month. The State Health Commissioner says Alaska cannot absorb a shift in federal responsibility for health care costs back to the states, citing Alaska's multi-billion-dollar budget deficit. In a statement, Valerie Davidson says the expanded Medicaid program provides necessary treatment resources to help address opioid abuse in Alaska and is critical to efforts aimed at overhauling Alaska's criminal justice system. Both of Alaska's U.S. senators wrote the White House budget director Wednesday to ask him to spare the Coast Guard from the budget acts. According to the Washington Post and other news outlets, President Trump is planning to reduce funding to the Coast Guard by nearly 12% in his budget request to Congress. Nearly two dozen U.S. senators signed a letter asking Office of Management and Budget Director John Mulvaney to reconsider. They said such a cut would run counter to the president's goal of greater military investment and make it harder for the Coast Guard to stop drug traffic. And quick look at weather. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 23, east wind around 20 miles an hour. It's 20 degrees with a few clouds at Juneau International Airport right now.